Yeah, okay, Patrick. Appreciate it. I had some friends that's been in ham since the mid-70s and stuff like that, but they were good in taking the cold. I was too chicken to go down to the federal building down in Detroit and take it, you know. So then one day my friend said, we was in Dayton. He said, man, you don't have to worry about the cold no more. He says, they got a theory. You just take the test and you pass and get your taking license. And that's what I did. But sometimes I wish I had at least tried to take that, take it with the cold there. So, yeah, I was just so happy to have my license and stuff. So I've been a tech from 92 to, I got my general in 2014. I had so many friends, but you know, my friends that's been upgraded for years, they kept pushing me and I was all right just being a tech, but so anyway, he said, well, I'll tell you what, if you take that test and you pass it, I'll buy you a steak dinner and all that stuff. And then one of my friends said, I'll buy you two steak dinners. So that was it. That got me. So I studied and studied and studied and finally got my general. So I don't know if I'm going to go any higher. I'm all right. This is November 8th, Whiskey Julia Lima. Who else is in there? I got you, Patrick, but who was the other gentleman?
Ah, yeah, sure, you betcha, coming to you from Minnesota, eh? No, oh, I'm sorry, that's Canada. A Canadian accent, sorry about that. Now, Kilo, Bravo, Zero, Delta, Charlie, Oscar, digitally controlled operator. Not so well controlling anything now, am I? Yeah, or something else that fits. Dumb code operator, that works. Or dummy can't operate, that works also. But most of them are kind of negative connotations, so we'll just stick with the digitally controlled operator. But otherwise, Delta Charlie Oscar proper. And, if someone said, we'll take you out the Red Lobster, or a fancy linen tablecloth type place, it's like, do I need to wear a shirt and tie? If it's that formal, then okay, maybe then it might make it a little more interesting. But with food is usually a good I was going to say appetizer, but it's the wrong word I'm looking for. But coercion. Works pretty good, I guess, when it comes to food for most people. Hey, we got free food! And once you say that, they all come running. And the hobby, I guess when I got cut off with Patrick some time ago, I was talking about hidden transmitter hunting, and we had an issue here in the Twin Cities, St. Paul, Minneapolis, and there was a packet frequency of 146.570, I guess, and I don't know if that's APRS or what. I'm familiar with 145.03, 145.01, 07, whatever, and I ran packet down there a long time ago. I haven't touched it for years, but still got the hardware for it. Might need to rewire some and solder up some new cables if I wanted to try using it again, but when you can do everything on your computer software-wise, might as well let the computer do the work, right? We ended up finding it, and a lot of people in the local ham community was pretty happy with me and Bill, and Bill and I, get my English right, and didn't seem to take us very long, but we were at it for a couple hours anyways, and a lot of people were pleased, and some said, that might be my transmitter. So he had remote access to the power strip, I guess, to what the TNC and the radio was plugged into, and something got jammed up, and it was like solid transmitting for about 3, 4, 5 days, let's say somewhere maybe around October 1st, maybe, and we got on it on October 4th, October 5th, and it's a fun part of the hobby to do, is tracking down those signals and finding out where they're at. Go ahead there, Patrick.